MTD Radio News, I'm Jill Miller. Federal land managers sought to uphold public land leases sold to oil and gas companies for drilling in the Carlsbad area amid a lawsuit filed by a local environmental group who wants the sale overturned. The BLM sold several leases of public land around Carlsbad to oil and gas companies in 2021, providing the acreage for fossil fuel development within the booming Permian Basin. In January last year, Carlsbad-based Citizens Caring for the Future, along with Santa Fe-based Wild Earth Guardians and the Western Environmental Law Center, sued the BLM and parent agency, the Department of Interior, arguing the federal government conducted inadequate environmental analysis and approving the lands for lease to the industry. City of Lovington's youth center has been closed since the onset of COVID restrictions in 2020, but will soon be able to reopen with a funding grant from the J.F. Maddox Foundation, which conducted social service need assessment last year, which included interviews with community members and a survey. COVID closed down the youth center, but shortly after the closure, the city of Lovington experienced a budget crisis that kept the facility closed. The foundation's funding of $350,000 will allow the city to make renovations to the youth center so it can reopen. The facility was built back in the 70s, and there are things that need updated so kids can use the center. Construction work at a busy Carlsbad intersection was moved up a year due to increased traffic flow. Eddy County's Board of County Commissioners on April 16 approving a budget transfer of $1 million from the county's general fund to the road construction fund to start construction at the intersection of Corrales Road and Highway 62-180 south of Carlsbad. The project would start during the 2025 fiscal year. That begins July 1. Corrales Road is part of the Western Loop Road opened in 2023 and connects Highway 285 and Highway 62-180. Commissioners passed a resolution stating Eddy County agrees to provide matching funds and would provide ongoing maintenance after construction. And that's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.